I See You by Mary Burton. Performed by Bailey Carr. Tuesday, June 11th, 2 p.m., Alexandria, Virginia. 2 months before. $100, Nikki McDonald said. That's all I'm paying. The building manager's gaze dropped to the creased bills, carefully smoothed out so they did not look like they had been jammed in a pantry mason jar.
I could lose my job.
Nikki's cash reserves were on vapors, and her credit cards bumped against their respective limits. What resources she still had needed to last until the end of the month when her corporate freelance gig coughed up the $2,000 needed for rent. No worries. Open the door and no one will be the wiser. A string of 60-watt bulbs skimmed along the top of the low, dark ceiling, dribbling light on the storage units housed in the basement of the Alexandria apartment complex they served. Moisture clung to the walls, and a musty scent filled the air. God only knew what the mold count was down here, and because Nikki's medical insurance expired at the end of the month, she did not need some kind of bullshit allergic reaction. The manager quickly pocketed the money and thumbed through a collection of keys until he found the right one. He jammed it in the lock and twisted. It did not budge. He removed the key, inspected the worn ridges and the teeth, and then tossed her a baffled expression. Nikki grinned, but sensed her attempt to appear patient fell flat as the man's brows knotted and he refocused on a second attempt. He wiggled the key back and forth. This time, he teased the tumblers into alignment. The lock clicked open. His expression triumphant, he pushed open the door.
What are you looking for?
A trunk, she said. She had received a tip through her website, Crime Connection, which she had set up 2 months ago after she'd left the news station. The purpose of the site was to turn cold or hot case tips into stories that would earn her another job in television. So far, the tips had been either bogus or so vague they had been unusable, but this one was so specific it gave her hope it would be different. The sender had detailed the building's address and this specific storage unit, along with a note to open a gray trunk. A little digging into the building's history, and the unit's owner revealed a Helen Saunders rented this space. By all accounts, the 88-year-old lived quietly and had been retired for over 2 decades. She still volunteered at a food bank, had no criminal record, and always paid her rent on time. When Nikki had visited her yesterday, the woman had had trouble concentrating and had admitted she did not own a computer. Clearly, Helen had not sent the message via Nikki's website. Look in the gray trunk.